Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, May 23, 2025.
Rising pharmaceutical prices in the U.S. Pharmaceutical prices in the United States have skyrocketed, more than doubling in recent years. A recent analysis shows that the average annual price for a new drug hit over $370,000 in 2024, up from $180,000 just 3 years earlier. This surge is largely due to advancements in science and a growing emphasis on rare diseases, which affect fewer than 200,000 people in the U.S. In fact, 72% of new drugs launched in 2024 were aimed at treating these orphan diseases, a significant jump from 51% in 2019, with over 40% focused on oncology treatments. The pharmaceutical industry is under increasing scrutiny as former President Donald Trump calls for U.S. drug prices to align with those in other wealthy countries. One striking example is Cobenfy, a schizophrenia medication priced at $22,500 per year. These rising costs pose serious challenges for healthcare access, potentially limiting vital medications for many consumers.
Trump's Golden Dome Missile Defense Initiative. U.S. President Donald Trump has unveiled the Golden Dome Missile Defense Initiative, a bold plan to create a wide-ranging system of satellites and weapons in Earth's orbit. This ambitious project is expected to cost $175 billion and aims to boost the United States' military capabilities in space, reflecting a shift towards more aggressive military actions amid perceived threats from Russia and China. Drawing inspiration from the Cold War, particularly the Strategic Defense Initiative introduced by former President Ronald Reagan, this plan envisions space-based missiles intercepting both conventional and nuclear threats. However, experts warn this could ignite an arms race in space, prompting other nations to develop similar systems. Reactions from Russia and China have been mixed, with China expressing serious worries and urging the U.S. to reconsider the project. Funding remains uncertain, as Republican lawmakers propose an initial investment of $25 billion as part of a broader $150 billion defense package tied to a contentious reconciliation bill facing challenges in Congress. The Golden Dome plan raises important questions about the future of global security.
Philippines accuses China of aggressive actions in the South China Sea. The Philippines has accused China of aggressive actions after a dramatic confrontation involving the Chinese Coast Guard and the Philippine vessel BRP Daru Sandy in the South China Sea. On May 21, 2025, while conducting a research mission near Sandy Cay, the BRP Daru Sandy was reportedly hit with water cannons and sideswiped by the Chinese Coast Guard. The Philippine Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources condemned these actions as dangerous interference. In response, the Chinese Coast Guard claimed the Philippine vessel approached too closely, leading to the collision. This incident raises serious concerns about rising tensions over territory between the Philippines and China, highlighting the potential impact on regional security. As the situation develops, the international community is closely monitoring the implications for stability in the area.
Trump's controversial call with Putin and European leaders. A recent phone call between former U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin has sparked a heated debate. According to the Wall Street Journal, Trump informed European leaders that Putin believes he's winning the war in Ukraine and isn't ready to end it. The White House quickly denied this, with Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt asserting that Trump actually thinks Putin wants peace. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov stated that Russia was only aware of the official comments made during the call. Key figures included Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. European officials accused Trump of undermining their position by suggesting the U.S. wouldn't impose more sanctions on Russia, raising concerns about American commitment to Ukraine. This disagreement is expected to dominate discussions at the upcoming G7 summit in Canada and the NATO summit in The Hague.
Stargate Emirates Project Launch. A group of leading tech companies, including G42, OpenAI, Oracle, NVIDIA, Cisco, and SoftBank Group, has unveiled an exciting new initiative called the Stargate Emirates Project in Abu Dhabi, UAE. This groundbreaking effort aims to boost the UAE's artificial intelligence capabilities by creating a technology hub with an initial power capacity of 1 gigawatt, set to expand to 5 gigawatts. G42 will manage construction, while OpenAI and Oracle will handle operations. Cisco will provide advanced security systems, and NVIDIA will supply its cutting-edge technology. The project is expected to be operational with a 200-megawatt cluster by 2026, delivering high-performance computing to meet the growing demand for AI. This initiative is poised to lay the foundation for AI innovation and support the UAE's long-term economic growth. The launch follows the recent inauguration of the UAE-US AI Campus by UAE President Sheikh Mohammed and former US President Donald Trump.
Tragic shooting outside Jewish Museum. Elias Rodriguez, a 30-year-old from Chicago, was arrested after he opened fire outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C., killing two aides in the Israeli embassy, Yaron Lischinsky and Sarah Lynn Milgram, who were engaged to be married. This shocking incident happened right after an event hosted by the American Jewish Committee, an organization that fights anti-Semitism and advocates for Israel. Witnesses reported that Rodriguez shouted, "Free Palestine," after his arrest. The FBI is now examining writings attributed to Rodriguez, including a manifesto titled "Escalate for Gaza, Bring the War Home," which criticized Israel's actions in Gaza. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino mentioned that updates on these writings would be shared soon. Rodriguez had ties to far-left political groups, including the Party for Socialism and Liberation, which has distanced itself from him. This tragic event has sparked intense discussions about anti-Semitism and the ongoing Israel-Palestine conflict, and the U.S. President Donald Trump condemned the act as terrorism fueled by hatred, while Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed deep condolences to the victims' families, stressing the urgent need to combat anti-Semitism. The FBI continues to investigate the motivations behind the shooting.
Supreme Court decision on Trump's labor board firings. On May 22, 2025, the U.S. Supreme Court made a bold decision allowing President Donald Trump to fire two Democratic members of federal labor boards, Kathy Harris and Gwynne Wilcox, despite their ongoing legal battles. This ruling challenges the limits of presidential power over independent agencies and raises important questions about the independence of the U.S. Federal Reserve. With a conservative majority of six justices, the court temporarily blocked lower court protections for Harris and Wilcox. This decision could have significant effects on labor relations and the political landscape, as it reshapes the balance of power between the presidency and federal institutions. What does this mean for workers' rights and the future of independent agencies in America?
U.S. Justice Department investigates Google. The U.S. Department of Justice has launched an investigation into Alphabet Incorporated, Google's parent company, over possible unfair competition issues related to its licensing deal with Character.ai, a rising AI startup. This investigation highlights the increasing regulatory scrutiny on major tech firms, especially as Google faces two separate cases about its control in online search and digital advertising. The DOJ is looking into whether Google structured its agreement with Character.ai to avoid government oversight of mergers and acquisitions. Meanwhile, Microsoft Corporation recently made headlines with a $650 million deal involving another AI startup, Inflection AI, which has also attracted regulatory attention. As tech giants like Amazon compete to acquire AI talent and technology, the industry landscape is rapidly evolving. Character.ai, founded by former Google employees Noam Shazier and Daniel DeFreitas, is gaining recognition for its groundbreaking chatbot technology. The outcome of this investigation could have significant implications for Google's operations and the future of the tech sector.
FCC takes action against Chinese labs. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, has decisively voted to stop Chinese labs seen as security threats from testing electronic devices for the United States. This move comes amid rising concerns about national security and the influence of the Chinese Communist Party over these facilities, which currently test around 75% of electronics used in the U.S. FCC Chair Brendan Carr warned that allowing unreliable labs to approve equipment could endanger our communication systems. This decision follows a previous ban on new telecommunications gear from major Chinese companies like Huawei and ZTE due to similar security issues. Now, the FCC aims to extend these restrictions to all labs in China and other foreign adversaries, highlighting the ongoing tensions between the U.S. and China in the tech world.
Gaza Health Crisis Update. The World Health Organization has declared a health emergency in the Gaza Strip due to escalating Israeli conflict. This ongoing violence has forced many people to flee their homes and has created severe shortages of essential supplies. Currently, only 19 of the 36 hospitals in Gaza are functioning, with most suffering significant damage. Recently, four major hospitals had to stop their medical services because they are too close to the fighting. Teams from the World Health Organization are struggling to reach hospitals like Al-Ada and the Indonesian Hospital. There is an urgent need for humanitarian aid, and the organization is calling for immediate international support to help civilians facing this crisis. The situation is dire, and action is needed now.
Alphabet Incorporated stock rises on AI innovations. Alphabet Incorporated, the parent company of Google, saw its stock skyrocket by 4% for the second consecutive day after announcing exciting updates in smart technology. The rollout of AI mode for U.S. users, along with a subscription service priced at $249.99 per month for AI enthusiasts, has eased worries about funding Alphabet's hefty AI development costs. Analyst Ronald Josey expressed confidence in the company's ability to keep growing its search revenue while finding new ways to monetize. CEO Sundar Pichai reassured everyone that generative AI won't replace traditional online searches. Instead, they can complement each other. Now, U.S. customers can activate Google Search in AI mode, designed to tackle complex questions and enhance ad relevance. As of the latest trading session, Alphabet's Class C shares were valued at $175.27, a level not seen in 3 months, although the stock is still down about 7% for the year. What does this mean for the future of online search?
Stay tuned to find out.
Jamie Dimon's warning on U.S. economy. Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, has raised alarms about the risk of stagflation in the United States. In an interview with Bloomberg Television at the Global China Summit in Shanghai, he warned that rising prices and unemployment could threaten economic stability. Dimon disagreed with some Federal Reserve officials who think the economy is in a sweet spot. He pointed to increasing global tensions, soaring national debt, and pressures on consumer prices from changing tariffs as major contributors to this uncertainty. Stuart McIntosh from the Group of 30 echoed these concerns, stating that stagflation is a real threat. Recently, Moody's Ratings downgraded the U.S. credit rating from AAA to AA1, highlighting the national debt as a significant issue. Dimon also discussed a proposed tax and spending bill from former President Donald Trump, which he believes could stabilize the economy, but might increase the national deficit by about $3.8 trillion. He emphasized that while the Federal Reserve is making the right choice by keeping interest rates steady, this stability may not last long. What does this mean for your finances?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.